Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Sharon Winterbore and we're going to be talking about Operation T-Bone. Good morning to you, Sharon.
Good morning.
Sharon, lots of things going on for Operation T-Bone and we probably can't talk about all of them, but we want to talk about some of the things that you are especially in charge of. And one of them I saw on the list was PE for Life Games. Tell
right.
me about that.
Okay, this is physical education for your entire life. And it's promoting PE outside of the school system and getting everybody up off their couches and being more active. And so we're doing a kind of a roundhouse of four activities like hula hoops, jump rope, hopscotch, and some dance exercises for anybody that wants to participate. And it'll be like 10 minutes at this activity and 10 minutes at that activity, et cetera.
What age do you really expect people to participate? You just take a guess, Sharon.
The dancing part, I think all ages will participate. The hula hoop, a few, but the hopscotch and jump rope, I'm expecting the elementary age children to be excited about those.
Sure. But, you know, hopscotch, isn't that something that people did long ago?
Oh, yes.
So maybe there'll be somebody who at least demonstrate a little bit. Who's
That's
maybe
true.
Yeah,
That's true.
Could be really really fun.
You know, like I did it in kindergarten. So.
Yeah. How did you get involved with this? Why did you add this to Operation T-Bone?
Because our community is promoting physical exercise, and we're part of the Blue Zone project, mm-hmm. and. We're trying to become one of the healthier communities in our state, and so PE for Life seemed like it can be a fun activity.
Sure, sure.
As well as, you know, basically helping us physically. So that's why we added it.
Good. Yeah, when you just say PE, that just conjures up all kind of memories for people, and hopefully it's some good ones, but I'm thinking maybe not some not so good also.
Maybe, if you think back to your school years.
Yes, but this is going to be fun. These will be good ones.
Well, we're hoping so.
Sure. You mentioned hula hoop, and that of course, was such a craze. I'm sure you remember,
yes,
obviously.
Yes, did that. But it's kind
yes,
of coming back.
Yes.
So the kids are actively getting involved with that, and they learn how to do it in PE at school. So it's why not?
Right. And, you know, so many sporting activities require lots of expensive equipment, in my mind. Hula hoop, not so much.
No. Physical exercise does not have to be inexpensive. You just go out and, walk around your block or, do a few setups before you get out of bed in the morning.
Yeah.
It can be a very inexpensive activities, and hula hoops, jump ropes, real easy. Any, piece of rope you have around can be used.
That's true. So we need to make it a part of our lives rather
yes.
than saying, oh, I got to go exercise. Well,
no.
Lots of opportunities.
Yep. You just have to get off the couch.
Yeah, that's true. Get rid of those couch potatoes.
Yes.
So then that's just one of the things that is happening. What time will that be?
Correct. That starts at 11 o'clock. And then at 11:30, we start entertainment on the stage, as well as Burgers in the Park. The entertainment is by Joe Bean and Jim Christensen, who is a state fair fiddler. And they will be providing entertainment. And then we have the parade is at 1 o'clock. And when the parade is over, we will have the Lundstrom Gospel Singers performing. And then after that, we will have our cook-off prizes awarded for preparation of beef.
Okay. When did the beef cook-off contest take place? Is that a part of this, or has it been done earlier?
No, that is something that's going on all day in the park because the food has to be prepared on-site.
Okay.
And anybody can enter. It just has to have, it has to be a beef product of some kind.
Mm-hmm. Well, imagine that. for Operation T-Bone. That does make a whole lot of sense, doesn't it?
We don't want pork, thank you.
It's good stuff, but not during Operation T-Bone, right? And, of course, Operation T-Bone does begin on Friday night with the hamburgers in the fairgrounds. It all kind of starts there. You just kind of keep things going on. And I see there's a free teen dance on Friday night, as well as there's a free street dance on Saturday night.
That's correct.
So get your body in motion. You can go dancing.
That's right. Physical exercise.
I hadn't asked you this ahead of time, but do you know how many years Operation T-Bone's been going on?
I do not. Okay. I'm according to the Audubonites, I'm a relative newcomer. I've only lived here 30 years.
Isn't that interesting how that goes?
Yes. You know, when you move into a community, you're always kind of a newcomer. So you have to be born and raised to be a true Audubonite.
I guess. Well, can you tell us a bit more about the State Fair Fiddler champion, Jim Christensen?
I'm afraid that I can't.
Well, but, you know, that's interesting. They do, and I guess I've never gone to see it at the State Fair, but that happens every year.
Yes, every year they have the competitions, and anyone within the state that owns a fiddle, and they have all different kinds of fiddle music, from the, you know, the bluegrass to more contemporary type music, and you can compete in whatever category that you want. And I just know that Jim was one of the winners, and I can't even tell you in what category.
Well, that's, he probably plays all kinds.
Yes, and Joe Bean has participated in the State Fair Championship. She has never been a winner, but she thoroughly, thoroughly loves music, and she plays both the fiddle and the guitar and does a beautiful job of it. So it should be very entertaining.
I'm guessing part of it will be some good old foot stomping music, well as
the bluegrass, the country, you know, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. And then the other group you mentioned, the Lundstroms.
Yes.
And did you say they're all gospel?
They're gospel singers, yes. Mm-hmm. And it's a group that travels around the United States performing at different venues and promoting gospel music and worship, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying a new venue this year. In other years, we've done talent shows and stuff, and just decided to kind of shake it up a bit and try a new venue and see if it's successful. And, you know, new things make, you know, more interesting to arrive, and it's just not always the same old, same old.
And all of this is happening in City Park, and it's all free.
That's correct.
Hey, what a way to spend a Saturday. And, of course, you can start early. According to the schedule I have, you can go have breakfast anytime, 7
to
10 o'clock at the Memorial Building. And that's just across the street from City Park.
To the north.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the other thing I think of when I think of the City Park is the library and the Cultural Center.
Yes, and they will have some activities going on in there during a specified time. So be sure to check out what their offerings are this year.
Just a variety of things, it seems to me, as I look at the schedule, that, you know, there's things for young people, there's things for older people, and of course, all kinds of food.
Oh, yes, always.
You have to have food when you have an event like this. And as you said, probably most of it will be beef, but I know that the Lions is going to be there. I'm guessing they'll have some popcorn and some snow cones.
Oh, yes, they have snow cones and popcorn, yes.
And that just adds to the whole atmosphere, I think, of the having a great time. So, again, this is all happening this coming weekend.
Yes, August 3rd, Saturday. And that's the main day. There are, you know, other activities, like you mentioned, on Friday night, and with the hamburger feed and the teen dance, et cetera. So it's kind of a all-weekend type of an event.
Mm-hmm. And you did mention a parade. You just sort of stuck that in there. The parade is what time?
The parade is at 1 o'clock, and it is anybody is welcome. You do not have to pre-register. And registration is on Northwestern Avenue in Audubon, which is from our grocery store on Highway 71. Turn and go east, and you'll find where the parade lines up, and North Division East Division Street North.
All right. So you can still think about getting in the parade, or if you're not going to be in the parade, come and see the parade.
That's correct.
Okay. Lots of fun things going on. We want to thank you very much, Sharon Winterbor, for kind of motivating us to come to Audubon this weekend.
Okay. I appreciate that. And we hope to see lots of out-of-towners present in our city square.
I bet. Help celebrate
the
annual Operation T-Bone. And until next time, just keep on smiling and get yourself to Audubon.